And this is not all. There's another point to make. If you say, because it is said one God, therefore the term God does not apply to the Son. Note that the same applies to the Son too. For the Son is also referred to as one Lord, but we don't argue that thus the title Lord is exclusive to him alone. So the same implication that the term one carries when applied to the Son, it carries when applied to the Father too. And just like the Father is not excluded from being the Lord, in the same regard as the Son is the Lord, because the Son is described as one Lord, it doesn't exclude the Son from being God in the same regard as the Father is God, because the Father is termed one God.